did bring a Hadara sheet. It's very important, especially for the beginning of next man, that the Yesodos we discussed you be familiar with. This morning I'd like to talk a little about Inyan HaDiyoma. So I will not go over the whole sheet as I promised, although I'd like to do it the first day we come back. There is one Nakuda I would like to point out that I mentioned to you, and that has to do with the first words we're going to learn next man in the Gemara. On the sheets, the first section are basically the introduction, the points of introduction that I mentioned. It's not the Mefarshim, it's introduction, it's basically Gemaras. As always, every Gemara depends on Rashi and Taisis, depends even on Achrayim. But the Yisaydei said the Mishnah that Erva Patis from Yibum, Yud didn't come out so well, but the word is the Yibum. How do we know that? You're going to have to remember that there are two possible answers to that question, at least two. One is the Drasha from Achaisisha, Aleha Aleha, which we're going to have on Gimel Amid Beis, Zeres HaKosov. And the second is Rava's statement on Ches Amid Beis, that an assay is not teichah unless you say sheish bekaris. Those are two possible answers to the question. Now, of course, since the Gemara doesn't say that there's a machlaikis, we are going to assume that there is no machlaikis, and in Yitzhak Hashem next man, we're going to work on why you need both. Why do we need both? If you have a rav asfara, why do I need the gzeres hakasim? So we're going to deal with that, Bezus Hashem. On the second line, Erva Paita Mechalitza was the easy line. How do you know that? So that the Gemara learns to also from Gzeres HaKasuv, that it learns a klal that Kol She'ein Oilu Yibum, Ein Oilu Chalitza. That's the line that has only one answer. The third line, I don't remember if in the beginning of the night I called it four, because it's two things. Erva Pata Zitzara and Erva Pata Zitzara Sara. Erva Pata Zitzara from Litzrar. And at Tzara Tzara, you're going to have to remember, Taisus brought, and Yibra Maskel, at Seifa Ailam, brought a Rav Ashi, who said it's a Svara, and a Rav Yehudu, who said it's Kulu Mishdami Militzor, it's all Xeris Hakasu. So that was a Taisus talked about whether the Svara of Rav Ashi is going on Tzara Tzara, or is going on Seifa Ailam. Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel says klar that Tzara Tzara is a Svara. That's what Rashi says on Daf Yud Gimel. It's a mistake. It says here Gimel on the Beis on the sheets. It should be a Gimel on the Aleph. Rashi says that it's a Svara, Tzara Tzara, like Ravashi. And Taisa says no. Taisa says Tzara Tzara also needs a pasuk. How do you know Seifa Ailam? Seifa Ailam you know from a Svara. Now that's totally in Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, as we discussed once before, and we're going to see again, but again, the basics you have to know. The fourth line, again, it's only an introduction, it's not pilpulim. The chilipin is a karis, it's a lavid shniyais, it's aleph beis, it's something you have to know just shot. Even if you're learning daf yomi, misatis yavamis, you have to know it. Assuming that people learn daf yomi are interested in knowing things. They're all interested in learning it. The question is about actually being kind of ideas. For Yavamis, you have to know that an Issacharis is part of from both, from Yibum and Chalitza. Shniyais, the other extreme, which you all should know, Shniyais means Issadrabanan. Someone you're not allowed to marry Midrabanan. It's called Shniyais basically because the Rabbanan asserted one more generation in every Issa. Torah says, now I marry a mother. Rabbanan added a grandmother. Torah says, you now I marry a daughter and a granddaughter. The Rabbanan added a great-granddaughter. Basically, the Rabbanan added a generation. Shniyais to Chalitza midrabbana, to Chalitza, because it is a drabbana. In the Torah, they still need Chalitza. The middle category, Yisurei Lav. Yisurei Lav is the sugya on Daf Chof. What's the din of Yisurei Lavin? The din is the subject of a machlokes between Rava and the Amid Beis and Rav Gidol Amar Rav and the Amid Aleph.
Rav Gidlo Amar Rav, and I think it was in the bottom of the Amar Aleph, said from Gzeres HaKosova also Yevimtoi Hashara that Yisurei Lavim have Chalitza Nagivim. Rava on the Amud Bey said no. Mina Toira Yisurei Lavim have everything. Yivim and Chalitza. Midrabanan Gzera B'Yerishayna to B'Yishniya. Rabbanan Aser doing a B'Yerishayna. So that is the category of Yisurei Lavim. Those top first four lines on this Chazar sheet are the facts of the Masechta, not any Pukulim at all. The first inyan I wrote, the question which we did not spend a lot of time on, but we will. If B'mokim Yibum, Ha'in Yesh Isser Eishas Ach, what's Pshat in Yibum? Is Pshat there is a Isser Eishas Ach, but Yibum is Doichit? Every Yibum is Eishas Ach, so it must be the Torah with Doichit. That's Taisis Shita. That's the Derech of Taisis generally in the Masechta. Or there's no Isser at all, which is the Derech of Rashi. What we said in the Diuk and Rashi, the Rashi holds that there are two types of Eishas Ach. Eishas Achiv She Nafali Liyibum, Eishas Achiv She Loyal Loybanim. And that is no Isser in the first place. And then there's an Eishas Ach She Oyal Loybanim. And that Isser is a Shtark Isser, it remains. It's not Nitzchah. Yibum is a case where there is no Isser Eishas Ach. And the first Rashis on the Gemara we're going to start when we come back after Ben Hazmanim, we're going to come back again to being Medayik in Rashi's Lashon, that's Rashi's general Mahalach. We said the Krishna Rebbe Kivega might be totally in that, which it's Hashem will get to. Like Rav Yehuda, that's true. Like Rav Yehuda. According to Rashi's saying later now. So I guess that Rashi would have to be Dafka like Rav Yehuda. I don't know why. Okay, so this is the sheet that we'll come back with, and I made enough sheets for everybody except about 5 or 6 or 7 people, just the way it came out when I was running out. If you're one of those that didn't have it, just make sure you put effort into getting one. Some people came in, it's the first thing they wanted. Some people, maybe Anusim, who didn't get to it, please put the effort into getting it. You have to do a little ishtadlis. To get a piece of paper is not such a terrible ishtadlis. I'd like to just speak a little about Yom Kippur coming up. And what I would like from you, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has to be more meaningful than just the day of Yom Kippur, or else I can't say it's a waste, it's a mitzvah anyway. But there has to be something a little more meaningful in Yom Kippurim. I'd like to tell you two taichin on lines in the Ma'azer, not just for the purpose of telling you, I could tell you 20 taichin on lines in the Ma'azer, but two that are important for B'nai Torah to appreciate. Tomorrow night, when Yom Kippur begins, the minig in all of our shuls, I believe, is that Yom Kippur begins even before Kol Nidre, when we take out the Sefer Torah with the Pasuk, Oyer Zeruah LaTzadik, Uli Yishrei LaYisimcha. The Chazan says it a number of times, and most people could not explain why that pasuk is so special for the beginning of Yom Kippurim. Why the pasuk or Zeruah LaTzadik usually Simcha start with Kibyam Yizei Chaper Aleichem Matar Eschem, we would understand. But the pasuk of Zeruah LaTzadik and being a Hagdama to Yom Kippurim, somehow we don't appreciate. I haven't seen in any of the Machzorim that they should explain it more than say the taich of the pasuk. Rav Moshe, in the second volume of Darash Moshe, page Kuftes, has a very meaningful taich to Or Zeruah LaTzadik, Yishrei Leiv Simcha, and certainly it's a taich which is appropriate to Yom Kippurim, the starting Yom Kippur, and the Musar of it is something which is not unique to Yom Kippur. Rav Moshe doesn't write it
in a section on Yom Kippur. He writes about it in a section on explaining Pesukim. There's a section where he explains Shaynai Pesukim on Tehillim. And he explains Arzu Al HaTzadik as follows. He says that the most difficult thing for Ben Aliyah is the fact that we put effort into improving ourselves. We put kaiches into improving ourselves. And we don't see peiros. We don't observe that we really change, that we really improve. Just like when a child grows, you'll never see from day to day that he grew. But eventually, he grows a little at a time. In Ruchnius, it's very hard to see growth. And that's the most depressing thing, the thing that makes people have feelings of yish, and having a sipuk in the learning. Because you sort of have to have an emunah, but talking that you go, it's very hard. The pasuk Or Zoru Al HaTzadik, or Yishrei Leiv Simcha, which talks about how Yishrei Leiv, I don't know if we consider ourselves tzaddikim, but at least Yishrei Leiv, we're all hoping to be, glad to people, to come to Simcha, requires a hakara of Or Zoru Al HaTzadik, that Or is planted. Zarua is planted for the tzaddik. When you plant something, you don't see peiros quickly. When you put something in the ground and plant it, you have to have an emunah. A farmer plants things this time of the year. The whole winter, you drive in Eretz Yisrael, the fields look like nothing's happening. And slowly, the seed decays, it starts to grow. The farmer has to have an emunah that eventually something's going to come from it. It's not easy. The Or Zoru Al HaTzadik, Rav Moshe teaches as a hakara that all the efforts that we put into Aliyah Ruchni is only planting things. They're not things with which you see peiros quickly. It's very difficult to see peiros, and that's the thing that depresses people and makes people come to feelings of yish and of the idea that nothing comes from it. And Yom Kippur especially, because Yom Kippur, the feelings of Yish are that I've been through this already and I do it every year and I don't grow from it. Nothing comes from it. It's not true. Every effort that you put into something, something comes from it. People don't recognize. Don't recognize it, certainly not easily. I like to use as an example something happened that there was a Baal Tshuva came back from Eretz Yisrael, who came to my house. He was Neshat Torah. And someone had given him my address when he came back. He lived in Long Island. He used to spend Shabbosis by me. And he was very frustrated. He was very frustrated in learning. He was solid for him. But he was frustrated in his learning and reading Gemara. That was the thing that's the thing that frustrates most Balei Tshuva and most people growing up in Bnei Torah from birth also. Frustration of being able to read a Gemara easily. And he was in my house from the beginning of the year till Pesach time. He was doing a little of this, a little of that. After Pesach, he went to Kol Yaakov, to a yeshiva for Balei Tshuva in Muncie. And I didn't see him for about 2 months. When he was in my house, I used to learn with him Shabbos. He struggled to read Gemara. He broke his teeth to breathe Gemara, to stop, to pause. He was away for 2 months. I spoke to him on the phone. When he came back for Shabbos, I guess it was probably the Shabbos after Shavuos, and I asked him, he said, it's the same struggle, the same tremendous mochama. I tell you, I never in my life wanted to know how to learn as much as he did in those times. His cheshit, his truka was incredible. And he told me it's the same struggle. I learned with him Shabbos afternoon. You know, he came before Shabbos, you eat, he sings mirrors. Shabbos afternoon I learned with him. He was reading Gemara fairly well. When he left, he didn't know even the Aleph Beis of Rashi letters. He came back, he was able to read Rashi. And he was struggling over Rashi. He was breaking his teeth over Rashi. He felt the same frustration, even though the Gemara went better, but he was going nuts over figuring out a Rashi. Now, Rashi, when you start learning, is your enemy. You know, do we have to do the Rashis? Once you know how to learn, Rashi's your best friend. Because none of us could learn Gemara without Rashi.
So Rashi was his enemy at that point. And he struggled with Rashi. I told him, you're Chneil. The same struggle. I pointed out to him where he was 2.5 months earlier. His eyes lit up. He almost didn't realize it. His eyes lit up. Anyway, Rechmiel's son came with me to Eretz Yisrael this summer. His son was really a Shtaka Ben Peir, a 12th grader. All his chukas for learning, I think, are coming out in this son. But my point is that you don't see yourself when you grow. You don't see it. And that's the idea of Arzu Nolam Tzadik. It's an emunah, it's a betachim like everything else. And when you put effort, you put kleshes, it eventually grows. We say Arzu Nolam Tzadik, at least by me, it's not a nice hergish, it's a sadistic hergish. The efforts in the coming year that we're going to have in making it a year of Aliyah is going to depend very much on how much a person is willing to keep on pushing. Not be miyayish. To plan for a year of Hatzlacha. The person who makes those plans will have it. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a Bein Hazmanim. The Bein Hazmanim, for all practical purposes, I guess starts after today, but you can have a couple of weeks. Every person here should finish 10 blot of Yevamis over Bein Hazmanim, the keys. I don't know what else you plan to learn, but you have a couple of weeks, many days between Yom Tov and Shabbos, time to learn. From Daf, I think it's Pei Dalet, to the end of the Masechta are easy parakim, the Bekiyas parakim, and you should be able to do it. Take blot and plan. Bein Hazmanim, you can get sidetracked and be busy with Narishkeit the whole day. You go to Shacharis and you stay in shul after Shacharis until you've learned. You've had a Seder on this coming Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Every day after Shacharis, make sure you have a Seder. If you're going to leave shul after Shacharis, it's not going to happen. You'll do it later and later and later. The later is going to be after Yom Tov. Have Sedarim. It's got to be in the morning. It's not going to work. I'm assuming when you daven, it's still morning. And stay in the Beis Medrash. And if you don't have a place, if you're diving in the minyan factories, it's very hard to sit and learn. You're welcome to come. The shul where I am at Avenue Austin is 22nd. There's plenty of parking. There's no alternate side in the whole area. How they did it, they did it. Their political pull. There's zero alternate side. You can park every day. A lot of one family homes. There's plenty of parking. If the park a block away, you come in, you daven, you have a coffee machine and cookies. Sundays we even have bagels. And you come and sit and learn afterwards. I'll be happy to see you. Plan properly to learn. If you have the faith in yourselves, that if you put the kreichis in, it'll be a year of atzlacha. Now, I once asked Rav Palm years ago, when we learned Yevamis one year, I asked Rav Palm, why do we learn Yevamis in yeshiva? It's so hard. You have to work so hard to be in a Kliach in Yevamis. Why do we learn it in yeshiva? Rav Palm told me, if you're not going to learn it in yeshiva, you'll never learn it properly. Never. You'll never be kind of the uniqueness of Yevamis. It's only an opportunity when you can be ma'amik in it. That's our opportunity. For many of us, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to learn Yevamis properly. Put the time and effort in. It's a lack of faith in yourself. It's a yish. You know, in Eilu Metzius, we know that when you're yayish and an aveda, the person who finds it is allowed to keep it. The Kotzke has a great vart. He says, why is the halacha that if somebody loses something, is miyayish to find it could keep it? He says it's an einish in the Torah on a person for being miyayish. It's an einish and miyayish, so it's a knas. We take it away from you. Not Pashup Shad, but the insight and inside. You got to believe that you can have a year of Hatzlacha, and you will. And that's the first Nakuda. The second is a part of the Avaida which always strikes me. It's a strange word in the Avaida.
When we say the avoid of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, they are different your size. Most of us say Ata Kenanta, and it has the following nusach. I think maybe all the Gersais have this nusach. I know the nusach the Sfaradim use has it as well. When it describes the Kohen Gadol's Avodah, so at one point he shechs the par and he shechs the sayer. So it says in the Lashon, and I may not be saying the entire Lashon exactly right, but it says something like this. So sas, Lashon Simcha, sas, he was happy. The ira dam par le dam asoyer, and he poured the dam par into the dam asoyer. The ira v'samale berekon, and he poured the full one back into the empty one. Now shiarvam yafe yafe, he mixed the blood well. And then it says everything else that he did. What's strange is the word sus. Sus, he rejoiced the ira that he mixed. Shall the par and the sire together? Why was he up as rejoicing to mix the blood together more than anything else? Very, very strange. Punct here, the whole avodah is sus. You know, I would say sus when he said l'chnei Hashem titaru, I'd understand. But there's a special sus in mixing the two bloods together. So I tell you the truth, I had never really seen a pshat. I had the derech halacha actually a pshat, which I'm not going to trouble you with now. But I found, now I was looking, and I found two other hezberim. One is a very nice hezber, which is brought from the Friedrich of Belzer Rebbe. There's Yisoid on Yom Kippur, which is well known, comes from a Gemara, that nobody wants to stand bedin alone. We want to be bedin with the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. B'soich ami yanechi yasheves, it says in the Pasuk. On Rosh Hashanah, you want to be B'Seich Ami, you want to be together with Klal Yisrael. To stand yourself in din is very hard. So he said that the Dam HaPor is the Dam that's a Kapara on the Kohen Gadol and his family. The Soyer is the Seir LaHashem, which is a Kapara for Klal Yisrael. To bring a Kapara to say, he said one Vidui, actually two Vidui, Chotosi Yavisi Pashati Lefanecha on himself, on Eichi. And Kol HaKayanim on the Mishpachas HaKuna, and then on the Pur he said Chatonu Avinu Peshanu Fanecha Natum Chalam Chaveis Yisrael. So he had two karbanos, one that's a kapara on him and his family, and one that's a kapara for Klal Yisrael. See, he said that the sas v'irev shadamnu shalpar v'shal sayir is to rejoice that the kapara, his kapara, when they're going to spray the dam, comes from a mixture he's mixed in with Klal Yisrael. Very nice Havana Kohen Gadol was a, when he looked at what he was doing, he was the God of Israel, he knew what he was doing and he rejoiced. I think it was from Chaim Knievsky, the Baruch Atah Hashem that we say at the end of every Shemini Esrei, the Baruch Atah Hashem that we say when we finish the middle brach of Shemini Esrei. Is Melech Meichel v'Selech l'Avaynei Seinu v'Avaynei Amoy Beis Yisrael. The Marvel Shmaseinu b'Chol Shana b'Shana. We say Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel v'Selech l'Avaynei Seinu v'Avaynei Amoy Beis Yisrael. What's Avaynei Seinu? The Avaynei Amoy Beis Yisrael. It would be Avaynei Sai v'Avaynei Beis Yisrael. I would understand. Avaynei Seinu v'Avaynei Beis Yisrael. He says Gevaldik. He says Avaynei Seinu. Is those of us who go to Shul and Yom Kippur and we daven. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mavri Avay Neseinu, Avay Nes Kol Amay Beis Yisrael. At the same time, a kapara for everybody, the whole Klal Yisrael. The B'seich Amay Yechi Yeshevus is a Zayvait. It's a din of the whole Klal Yisrael together, and therefore we express it that way. So that's a beautiful Havana. I think I mentioned to you that Zachreinu L'Chaim El Chavis B'Chaim. Bakoshi and Allah put in Shemini Esrei. Tosfos says in Brachos, I think on Daf Lamed Aleph, that you're allowed to daven for the tzibur in the Brachos, and Zachreinu L'Chaim is the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The ikar point of all this is the idea that the ikar tefillah is for the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and that's the idea of the sauce on the mixing of the dam and on all of these nekudas that I mentioned. That's one pshat which I saw, which is a very nice pshat. That's not the Ikar pshat I want to mention to you today. I saw a second pshat from there's a Sefer Tshuva Me'ahava, Rabbi Yaakov Sefer, he's the one that was Mesader the Kaf HaChaim, because Rabbi Yaakov Sefer wrote the Kaf HaChaim, and his Enoch Rabbi Yaakov Sefer was Mesader it, and he has a beautiful Yisayid on Sus the Erev. He says Chiddush that the word sas, which is lashon of rejoicing, is also a lashon of zrizus, a lashon of doing something quickly. Sas v'ireh, if you had to do it quickly, the Gemara says before the dam is nikrash, they had to stir it. It shouldn't start the cloth, and to mix the dam, it should mix properly. So sas is a lashon of zrizus. Yosis kigibo laretz irach, he brings from the Meiri. Yosis. You're happy. Kikiba laratachah. Kikiba got to run on his. He's talking about the sun. That pasuk in Matzeach talks about the shemesh that comes out in the morning. Sos kikiba laratayrach. It rejoices like a gibar to run on its path in the sky. So he says sos is the lashon zrizus. Miri says he brings the Rabbeinu Bachya in the beginning of Bereishis. Rabbeinu Bachya, it says there that Adam called names to all of the animals. So every Rishon explains that the name is the mahus of the animal. It wasn't stamped to think of a name. So Rabbeinu Bachya explains when Adam called Shemais to the animals that they're the mahus of the animal. And he gives an example. Listen to his example. A horse is called a sus. Why is sus? Sus with two samos is similar to sus with two sins. The horse is quick to go do its job. Even in the Mulchama, it's quick to run and do its job. It means the pasuk in the Yai, but I don't remember the pasuk. That the sus is sus to run out to Mulchama. And he says the lashon of sus is a lashon of zrizus, which comes from a lashon of sus. The Yisayit, the Rabbeinu Bachya says, the Miri says, and he's saying, is that being happy doing something and being a zariz doing it is totally zebizet. It's all the same thing. When someone goes to something he's happy to go to, he does it bizrizus. And when a person does something because he's stuck and he has to do it, so he lacks zrizus in doing it. The Messiah that we all have, coming to yeshiva and coming to yeshiva at the right time, putting in the time to our siddurim, is a lack of zrizus. Pashut, we lack zrizus. We know what we want to do, we do it, but we don't do it with the zrizus. And the sayid adavar, it comes from a lack of sas, a lack of sasa, a lack of joy. Kohen Gadol dreams of the avayd on Yom Kippurim is sas. He does it quickly, he does it happily. It's the avayd that we need to do is to do things with zrizus, with a joy. It's not an easy thing because you see B'nai Torah everywhere. I struggle with it, and it relates again to a person feeling accomplishment. It takes a long time to feel accomplishment and learning. The avoda that we need really to be makabel for the coming zman, it's a difficult one, is to know to be sus b'avay d'seinu, to have the idea that what we do is what the world stands on. What we do in the Beis Medrash is what decides if there's Mohammed in Eretz Yisrael, there are no Mohammed in Eretz Yisrael. If the missiles get shot in the coming year against Eretz Yisrael, they don't get shot in Eretz Yisrael. It's like black and white. It's like darkness and light. What changes it? The Musa, for those of you who remember the years in which there were suicide bombings and buses in Eretz Yisrael every other week. You turned on the radio, you heard suicide bombing right away, you held your breath, where was it? Baruch Hashem, today you hear suicide bombings, it's in all the other countries of the world. And Baruch Hashem, it's not in Eretz Yisrael. If you think about what changed? Nothing. Militarily, zero changed. Politically, zero changed. Nothing changed. Why did it stop? Stopped because on Yom Kippur the Rabbi Shalom was facing a din that there shouldn't be any more and there were no more. The same thing with all the sakanas. stops, not because of politics, not because of anything, because of Gzar Din on Yom Kippur. If we have an emunah and a faith that it's the learning that does it, not just Rabbi Yashiv's learning, not just Chaim Kanievsky's learning, but our learning, then we rejoice in the job we do. And Yom Kippur's coming, the avodah of Bnei Torah is to make it a year of dedication in Limud HaTorah. We lack the two things, the betochin that we can accomplish, the faith that we can accomplish. We don't have that naive idea of a bar mitzvah boy who's naive enough to think that he'll become a God will be Yisrael immediately just because he wants to. And then, you know, it wears off. We need to get that back, the idea, the faith that we can accomplish, and the joy in the things that we have to accomplish. And that's the avoda that we need to do. It's hard to do it individually. We have to do it as a chabura. We have to do it together. There has to be a sense of chabura, a sense of togetherness, and an idea that we can accomplish, we will accomplish. The idea of finishing Templat Ben Azmanim is something that we will have to do, not individually, but it's something together we're going to do. You don't have to limit yourself to Templat. Some people are going to take the next 5 days, finish the Templat, and be part of for the rest of the Ben Azmanim. No, halavai. But to take it and undertake it to do it. It's what you have to do. All the alchets you clap are all important. But for you personally, your job is to buckle down in your learning. All the other Kabbalists, it's all the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is happy. You should make other Kabbalists. Make other Kabbalists. You should bench from a bencher. It's very important. And you should do everything. They're all important. But they're not your job. Your job is what you have to do. The Gemara says, Shol ba'achas va'osaloi. Shol had one Avera, and it messed up his malchus. David b'shtayim v'loy al-salai. David did two averis and it didn't happen. The Gemara yes v'ika. The Gemara ends up David did four averis. It didn't mess up his malchus. That's what you say in Gemara. Ulam afar shemeich kayitachin. The Gemara is saying Shaul had one averi, he got messed up. He let Agag live, and he had four averis. Nothing happened. Now you're talking. So the Gemara says Shaul did an averi in his tafkid, in his job. The job of Malchus Beis Yosef is to kill Amalek. It was his tafkid. He messed up his tafkid. David had arba averis, the Gemara lists. He did four things wrong. They weren't his tafkid. They were averis. It didn't affect his Malchus. He was punished for that. He suffered for that. But it didn't affect his tafkid. He didn't sin. You have to guard your tafkid more than everything. The tafkid for Tavshin Ayin Aleph is to have a year of Atzlach in this Masech, the Masech of Yavamis. To be kinded this year so that Lachameyev asks you to have a Kinyan Yavamis. When you come to Beis Medrash Shalmala, you'll get the Gemara. You'll get a Yavamis Gemara. It's a hard job. It's a job you have to roll up your sleeves to do. The Masech is longer than Gittin and Kiddushin. And you have to put time in to be able to finish it. But you have to have the goal. When it comes to Ne'ila, when you think about what you have to be Makabal, you should know, all the other Kabbalists are good and fine. I'm not putting them down. But you're fooling yourself if you think the Kabbalists for the coming year you'll be Yaitzu with everything else. You're not Yaitzu with the other things. The Tafkid has to be a Kabbalah in Hatzlacha, in the Masechta that we're going to be learning, which requires an idea that you have to be here every single day. And when you have a job, because you have 100 fever, 101 fever, doesn't mean you have to stay home. People who have a job, and it's important to them, and they get a paycheck, they go. Even they don't feel so well. And even if the plumber has to come, or the Verizon man has to come, your mother wants you to stay home to babysit the house for the Verizon man, you have a job to do. It's a job. It's a serious job. And I mention every year, if you're going to have a date out of town, do it next week. When this man starts, don't start dating a girl out of town. Because if you're going to date an out-of-girl town, Mubanasha, an out-of-town girl, if it doesn't go anywhere, so why are you wasting your time? They always tell you, she'll come here the first 2 dates. If the first 2 dates are all you're going to do, it's fine, but don't bother. You're dating her because it might become serious, and then you're going to have to go fly to who knows where. You're going to mess up your Zman. You want to date an out-of-town girl, you wait for Adar at the end of his man, the beginning of the Zman, it's too delicate. You can't disturb your Zman. It's hard enough to date a girl seriously and go mishuga and not be able to concentrate. When you have to go fly to Los Angeles or to Toronto or even to Chicago, it's distracting. Don't date an out-of-girl's man, an out-of-town girl, when this man gets started. Don't do it. What happens if Yishamayim, your Basharet lives out of town? If your Basharet lives out of town, God will make it happen. Okay, I'm not going to mess you up. It'll happen one way or the other. But you have to take your Zman seriously. So I beg you, it comes Ne'ilah. Not Ne'ilah, today, be mekabel that this man should be serious. Undertake a serious Ben Hazmanim where you're going to finish blad. You have plenty of time. All ball games are not in the morning. They're all in the afternoons and nights. And the reason it is that way is you should be able to learn in the morning. Only reason. And so do it. Yitz Hashem, on Yom Tov, on Matzoy Shabbos, the third day of Sukkot, is going to be the Simchas Beis Yosheva here in Yeshiva. Those of you who were here last year, it was very nice, it was beautiful. I hope it's Matzoy Shabbos, because the other days people travel. The best part is Matzoy Shabbos. Please come to the Simchas Beis Yosheva. The sending HaKafis, last year we put effort into having the Olam come, and the HaKafis were, when everyone comes, it's beautiful. And those of you who were last year, it was taka very beautiful. I have a kafis and shul, which usually end about 9:15. I personally don't get here until usually at least 10:30. I don't know what time the kafis officially start, but wherever you have a kafis, there you have a suda. At least try to be here at 10:30, 10:45 for that hour. We'll dance together, Simchas Torah, and the Simchas Torah is a very inherent part. Someone who dances with the Torah, someone who's misameach with the Torah, who feels the heritage of Simcha with the Torah. It's a tool. The tool that avodas Hashem is the Simcha. I'd like to take the opportunity to ask you all for mechila. If I used to ask for mechila if I kept you late, the truth is, if I kept you late, Lachamei Aves would be very happy. My Shabbos shir, 60-minute shir, is always 65 minutes. I always go 5 minutes overtime. I tell everyone when they put it on the scale, Lachamei Vesrim, you'll be happy. And I always start early. Whatever time I'm supposed to start, I start at least 2 minutes early. Lachamei Vesrim will be worth it. So I'm not asking Mashiach for keeping you late as I did today, but I'll ask you Mashiach for sometimes starting, letting out early or starting late. Hope you might for me for anything I didn't do. The biggest avla I did to anybody in this room is that I don't push people enough. I tend to push the people that come to talk to me. If I push you, you'll have more hatzlacha. So I'm telling you now, you have to come and say hello to me, and I'll push you. And I have to push you to finish. I hope you're all Michael. I hope you'll say prepared that you're Michael. And be Michael each other. It should be a year of hatzlacha. When you say, Tarli Beinu Lavdecha Be'emes, think about yourself. The rest of Klai is auto. You say, Secha Keinu B'Sarasecha, think about yourself. You'll daven for it enough times, maybe it'll have a shayrish. It'll take root. I hope it should be year of Hatzlacha. Again, I hope to see you on Mitzvah Shabbos. And again, Simchas Torah. And Bezos Hashem, when the new Zman begins, a good Gebench to Yar. And Hatzlacha.